Yeshaya Perachov Beis Pasuk Vav Le'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata. We continue the terrible vision of the Gechi Zayon, the Valley of Vision, Yerushalayim, on the day of the Churban of its complete destruction. Ve'elam Nasa Ashpa. And Elam carried a quiver of arrows, Berechev Adam Parashim, with a chariot of men and riders. Adam Parashim, men, riders. Vikir Eira Magain. And to the wall, they attached their shields. Some say they bare their shields. So Elam is coming, just as Ashur was not alone when they destroyed Yisrael and then attacked Yerushalayim. So now, too, the Babylonians are bringing all kinds of foreign mercenaries with them, who are only too willing to come and attack and try to destroy Yerushalayim. In this case, to succeed. The people of Elam are experts in archery, and they come with so many quivers filled with arrows that they need giant chariots to carry them and their equipment with them. And the people of Kir are shield makers and excellent users of shields in defensive and offensive ways. And so they are going to use their skills to destroy Yerushalayim. Zayin vayihi mivchar amokayich molu rechev. And it will come to pass that the choicest of your valleys, all the areas around Yerushalayim, will be filled with chariots, or were filled with chariots. Vaparoshim, and the riders, shos shasu hashara, laid siege to the gate. So all of the beautiful areas outside Yerushalayim, nowadays we drive through them on our way into the city, and it gets progressively more beautiful and more exciting to get closer to Yerushalayim. Now they're forested, and now they're gorgeous, and they're filled with the enemy. Imagine tanks driving around all of your local home areas. And some of them, they parked them in the surrounding valleys, and they weren't afraid to just leave them there. And fearlessly, they head straight for the gates of Yerushalayim. Pasaches vayigal eis masach Yehuda. And he bared the fortifications of Yehuda. He laid bare the masach, which can also mean the curtain. So this is a reference, say several of the mafarshim, to the Beis HaMikdash. The protective curtain was the great curtain of the Kodesh Kodeshim. The curtains that are the mechitza of the Beis HaMikdash, originally the Mishkan, they're still called a masach even once they are walls. So either the fortifications or the curtains are laid bare. Vatabet bayomahu el neshek beis hayar. And on that day you looked, vatabet, you looked to the weapons of the beis hayar, of the forest palace, of the house of the forest, the beis yar, well-known palace, built by Shlomo HaMelech in Lebanon. So the point being made, Yeshaya is saying, is it's not that they did wrong by trying to use their weapons to fight back. They did all kinds of preparations. Well, actually, they did not even prepare for war. Even when the enemy surrounded the city, they believed in their false prophets, the false Nevi'im, who reassured them, because that's what false Nevi'im do, is they tell you everything is fine, everything is all right, you don't have anything you have to worry about. So there you are, going up on the rooftops to watch, but not defend yourselves. When the enemy is definitely going to enter, then they begin to prepare. They bring water for clay to try to fix the walls and paste them up. We'll see that in the next pasuk. They try to repair the breaches in the wall. They levy taxes to try to get people to prepare, as we see now. So they're using the forest palace, and now the Ace Bikiye Ir David Re'isam Ki Rabu. And you saw the cracks in the walls that they had increased. Vatekaptu es mei haberecha hatachtona. You gathered the water of the lower pool to try to make clay to repair those breaches. What were you doing? You've been cracking the walls, your spiritual walls and the physical walls, the walls of halacha, observing Hashem's laws. You've been cracking those walls for decades. And now suddenly you want to try to repair it at the last minute, hastily. Vesbotei Yerushalayim sefartem. And you counted the houses of Yerushalayim. Vatisitsu habotim levatzer hachoma. And you demolished the houses to fortify the wall. So you smashed all the houses down to try to make the wall strong. What took you so long? But as we're going to see, now Yeralefum mik va asisam, and you made a ditch bein hachomosayim, between the two walls. Lamei habarecha hayishana, and the water of the ancient pool, velo hibatatam el oseha. All of these physical preparations, you never looked up to the one who made the walls, who made the pools. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yotzra merachog lo re'isem. He, capital H, he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fashioned it from afar, you did not see. Yedbeis v'yikra Hashem Elokim tzvakos b'yom ahu, livchi ulamispeid. And Hashem called on that day, Tisha B'Av, for weeping and for lamenting, ulakorcha v'lachagor sok, and for shaving one's head, for balding one's head in mourning, tearing your hair out, and wearing sackcloth, you'd gimel. But what did you do? Vihine sason besimcha. But instead, joy and happiness. We've been warned by the Nevi'im for hundreds of years to wear sackcloth and mourn and do tshuva. But what do we do instead? We lived it up. Joy and happiness. Harog bakar v'shachot tzon. Slaying cattle, slaughtering sheep, achol basar v'shasos yayin, eating meat and drinking wine, achol v'shaso ki machar namus. Very famous phrase reused by Shakespeare. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. Which is, of course, as the Gemara explains, yiyush, you're giving up on the future. You're giving up on your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we shall die. On the other hand, Rabbi Hirsch suggests that maybe they were also feeling overconfident. Life returned to normal. The wall was restored. The arsenal was filled with ammunition. Water was plentiful. Let's celebrate and be happy. Yadalad, finally, because we're trying, sorry, we're going a little over time, but we're trying to finish this section. V'nigla v'oznoi Hashem tzvakos, and it was revealed in my ears. Hashem. I swear that this iniquity will not be atoned for until you die, Amar Hashem Elokim Tzvakos. So the Navi hears God, or Hashem says, I hear all of this, and you're not going to get a kapara until you die, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The thoughts, the words of mockery, everything have reached his ears. And by saying, tomorrow we will die, Machar Namus, Hashem says that is going to come true, and only the pain of death can possibly rectify your terrible behavior. This is the end of the first section of the parak. Now we move on to the discussion of Shebna and the Nebuah directed at him alone.